Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Kindness Podcast. I'm Nicole Phillips. Chick-fil-A restaurateur and community leader Kevin Williams has learned some powerful secrets to success over his 30 years of leading one of America's fastest growing companies. He says it's not just kindness, but irrational kindness that plays an essential role. I'm so happy that you took the time to join us today. And I have a question. What if instead of being kind, you stretched yourself to be irrationally kind? What would that look like? What would that mean, both as you treat yourself and as you treat others? Well, I have a special guest today who is going to talk about that. Kevin Williams is a man I met not too long ago, maybe 6 months ago. Kevin and I were at a retreat together, and he was talking about this idea of irrational kindness. Now, Kevin considers himself a waffle fry cook, but also is one of the very few people who owns three Chick-fil-A franchises, a three-time franchisee. And so I am so excited, Kevin, to have you with me today. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about irrational kindness, which happens to be, your new book.
Yes.
Congratulations. Yes. How exciting.
Well, you know, when I first met you and to hear your passion behind kindness, I'm like, yes, this is perfect. We're going to get along just awesome. Yep. And you share in your book and the journey that you went on and the journey that we're on, it's just fun. And I'm just excited about being here to be able to spend some time talking about what we both love in the spirit of kindness.
No kidding. Well, and I think there are a lot of people who love kindness and then they just... gosh, there's something standing in their way as far as like putting a book out there or doing something irrationally kind. And so the first thing I need to know is you own three restaurants. Where did you find time to write a book?
Well, some days I'm not so sure, but it is hard. But, you know, I say 80% of the day is just keeping things spinning. But, you know, I'm trying to carve out in my brain this 20% of time to look further down the road.
Yeah.
And that's what the spirit of this was. It was really, I do a thing called Coffee with Kevin, where I get to spend time with all our new team members. We have about 350 team members that work with us across our stores here in our town in Canton, Georgia. And so to be able to connect with each of them, it really felt I need to be intentional. And this idea of writing a book came up just to say, hey, what if I could take all these different ideas about how we're talking about how beautiful they are the way they were created, a 16-year-old, just to encourage them that, you know, the way God could design them is just beautiful. And then failure, to see the wonderfulness in failure and to be able to celebrate that and to get their mind, my mind as well as theirs, just a shift to see a different, to see the world in a different light. And so that's what started me on this journey. And here we are today.
So how would you describe this book?
Well, I say it's the crazy pursuit of an extraordinary life is kind of the way we've described it, but really it's seeing the world and yourself in a different light. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic where we need a vaccine to keep us safe. Well, you know, to think in a different way in this world today, I don't have a vaccine for that. There's not a one-shot wonder to think differently, to think of love and care and kindness in a different way. And to see differently really is a renewing of the mind every day. So to think irrationally is to say, I'm going to constantly try to reboot my mind every day to clear out the junk and start fresh and see differently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the restaurant business is crazy. It's transactional. It's fast food. You know, it's fast. It's we're working with young people. There's a lot to do. But at the same time, what a wonderful opportunity to shine a light in that world and think differently. And I think that's what we're the opportunity that you're on, that I'm on to see, to try and just see things differently if we can.
Yeah, I was reading the book and I was thinking, first of all, I want to move to Georgia, specifically Canton, Georgia, so that I can work for you. Like, I just to be in your presence, it would be super fun. And as I was reading the book, I was thinking, okay, this is now in print so that you can mentor people through the pages of a book, whether they're young people or old people. But it really has this heart of mentorship, and you can see how you would have used these thoughts of irrational kindness to mentor people for the past 30 years of working in the restaurant business. And, you know, you talk about things like the chords of life and failure and being spontaneous and using the margins in your life for good. But so all those things seem to me that they come back to not necessarily saying, go do this. This is your checklist. This is these are the things that are going to make you successful. It's not that. It's, hey, you're okay. You're okay, and you're going to be okay, and you are loved. Was that part of your intentional irrationality with this book?
Absolutely, because the world doesn't always give us that. They don't hand that to us. You turn on the news and you're going to see divisiveness, you know, a lot of conflict and challenge, but that's not the real world. The real world has a lot of love and kindness in it, you know, and so to tell people, hey, let's fight to see it differently. Let's fight to cheer each other on a lot more. That, you know, like I said, we're all on our own race. You know, we talk a lot about the joys in the journey. The journey of the struggle is the beautiful thing. And when you realize that, you know, the struggle that, you know, I'm facing, that you're facing, no matter where you are in life, we're all facing it. And that we're there to each other to cheer each other on. We're going to, first of all, a team member is going to perform at their best. And then they're going to see a future that they can change the world in. And so I think it's the fight that I love to be in, and encouraging each other on the way. I need encouragement. You know how you can tell when somebody needs encouragement, Nicole?
How can you tell?
If they're breathing. You know, hey, we all need to be encouraged. So why not? I call it freestyling. It's really just taking the lid off this script that's got to be in life and say, hey, if we're giving our best every day, that's a wonderful thing. And if we're seeing the friends and the family and seeing the joy in that today, I mean, the past is history. The future's unknown. But what we do have is today to give it our best that we can do today. And when I can take a 16-year-old and a 17, 18-year-old and say, hey, you need a paycheck. And I understand that's why you come to get a job, to get a paycheck. We all need a paycheck and a job. And I think work is one of the most amazing things. And hard work is a wonderful thing. But at the same time, when you can see it with a purpose, when you can end your day and say, wow, I didn't just see that person as a transaction across the counter. You know what? I saw a person across the counter. I saw in that drive-thru somebody that may have just found out their son or daughter is addicted. Or maybe I saw a son, a wife that's really struggling with a relationship. Or maybe I see a child that just really that didn't make the team that they wanted to get on. And when I start seeing these things or the beautiful things that are going on in their life, they're happy. You know, it's like when I can see that person, and we call it a kindness pause. It's just taking a second. Maybe I take a deep breath and see the person across from me. Even though I'm doing my job and I'm going like this, if I can take 1 second and just take a deep breath and see something different. And when you can make help a team member connect those two of, wow, I ended my day. I got a paycheck, but I got to learn a little bit about how to lift up the world and others in a different way. And when you make it's rewarding, and it changes their job to not just a fast food job, but a job with a purpose in what they're doing.
I think traditional business might tell us that, you know, the nice guy finishes last. Like, you've got to keep your employees in line. They'll steal from you. They'll whatever, you know, we can go on and on. When you got your first Chick-fil-A restaurant. It was a failing venture, right? And you came in, to my understanding, and knew that the first thing that had to change was how the employees were treated and how they felt about themselves. Can you explain kind of the switch in thinking there?
Yeah, you know, I like to say, you know, being kind, and we have a saying we call kindness over everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just a mindset that we use. But being kind does not mean getting run over or not standing up for something. It simply means being kind and seeing the person. So, you know, when I started, I got my first franchise for Chick-fil-A. It was not making any money. Didn't know how to run a restaurant. The team members were kind of running the place and probably taking food home and different things like that were not helping the profitability out. But it was really just saying, okay, I'm going to be in the fight with you. We're going to change the whole direction of what we're doing. And it is not a fast, it is not a overnight success when you take that approach. But certainly when you can realize the power of and, we kind of call it results and relationships. It's really not one or the other. It's really building, and life is full of the power of the and, of trying to do both things. And when you can really say, okay, we're going to understand the results, but I'm also going to start assume the best about the people we have here. And it's a mind shift to say, hey, I can come and say everybody's taken and nobody cares. Or I can say, hey, I'm going to assume the best and I'm going to start being in the fight with you. And it changes over time, that mentality. And you'll find one person that you can latch on as a business, then you find two, and then you can start to form a little. And it almost switches to where then being anything but the culture you're creating is an anomaly, and it stands out as being weird.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. So what stands out is being weird about Chick-fil-A to my now 15-year-old son. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Is that when he goes to Chick-fil-A and he is served, he says, thank you. And then the person working says, my pleasure. Yes. And it's like a thing that we talk about every time we go to Chick-fil-A, because he's like, Mom, they said my pleasure, you know, and he feels so respected by that. And he's just a teenage kid, right? Coming in with a few bucks to spend on something. So can you talk about why that was put in place across the board at Chick-fil-A restaurants?
Well, the life of Truett Cathy that really founded Chick-fil-A is very interesting. I mean, I find a lot of life lessons in somebody like him as a guide in me, and to understand somebody that overcame lots. He grew up in the Depression, came through a lot of adversity. But really, he sat in front of us one day, I can still remember it, and said, hey, why don't, instead of saying, when someone says thank you, instead of saying you're welcome, just switch it on them and give that different little perspective of my pleasure. My pleasure is simply a word that you can use, but it's really a spirit that changes, says, hey, can I see things differently than what I see now? So I think we say, you know, you can say,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
My pleasure is just a word that rolls off the tongue, or you can take it to the heart. So when we take things from the head and move it to the heart, it changes a lot. So when I can say my pleasure and look at somebody, it's just a different way to say, I really care about you. And so words matter. And so mm-hmm. it's one of the words that just works for us.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that really resonated in your book was talking about margin and white space. And I think you call it your Java Beach, maybe?
Yes.
Is it Java Beach? Is that
Java
right?
Java Beach.
Ah, okay. So can you share with us, because I feel like it's so important that people go back to their Java Beach.
Yes. Yeah. Java Beach for me, it was formed out of a coffee shop in San Francisco that I came across. And it was just a place that we would meet. We were on a family vacation and we met at Java Beach. And this Java Beach became just a signature family saying about a place of restoration. So when you find a place, you're like, oh, this place is really, my heart is lighter. I'm enjoying the things I'm doing. This is my Java Beach. Well, the Java Beach, really, you can find it all kinds. It can be with a friend that you're sitting with and having a cup of coffee. It's where, Nicole, me and you were at the Oaks. The Oaks is a total Java Beach.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Oaks in San Diego is just a beautiful spot that Bob Goff, our friend, is carving out. He's carving out a Java Beach, a place that you can go rest and restore.
Yes.
You know, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays. Did you know they'll do more in sales than they're the third largest fast food company in America, which is crazy. Yes. But taking Sundays off, Truett calls it his best business decision, taking Sundays off. So if we can take this mindset and say, hey, I've got to, I think a lot of this, Nicole, is in distractions. It's like the world's coming at us. How do we carve out the distractions and move distractions over can create a Java Beach. You don't have to do everything. You know, it's the phone is an awesome thing. I say the world, I tell our folks, you know, today is the best the world's ever been. I think it's just the most awesome world. Technology, the spirit of the next generation is amazing. I think they're an awesome generation, the best yet. But the distractions are greater, and we've got to carve out that distraction of whether it's a Netflix series or whether it's the social media or whether it's distraction of people's opinions in some ways. It just kind of bombards. I don't have to go change everybody. I say, you know, a health inspector is a wonderful thing. They come in and score my stores and tell us, hey, you're doing a great job at this. They're very matter of fact. And I like health inspectors at other food. It lets me know when I go eat somewhere, it's healthy and right, safe, and it's a great place. But I don't need a health inspector in everybody's life. Uh-huh. I don't need to grade everybody and tell them, hey, here's your score. I can just cheer them on. And that creates this Java Beach where I don't have to feel like I've got to do everything. I can take a deep breath, create some margin, bookend your days. I love to, you know, end my day with reading your book. I did that in a period of time. I read your book at night. It'd be the last thing I'd read going to bed was reading your book. And it just ends the day versus social media or the things. I think there's ways. And then when you get up, I try and begin my day in another way where I'm creating space, where I allow God to come in to speak into it. And I allowed some time where I get to hear my own thoughts and write them down and share, and gets me just, like I said, it's part of that renewing of the mind mm-hmm. daily.
What do you see happens when people take that margin for themselves and they have that place of rest, of rejuvenation? How does that translate, that inward kindness? How does that translate outward to irrational kindness toward others then?
Well, it lets you see opportunities, because I believe when we create this space that sometimes we're afraid of, we can be afraid of creating this space because it just feels awkward, you know, because our, you know, we have,
I don't know what
much
to do with my hands.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, you know, and I'm not one to look back and say, but you know, there was a time that you didn't, I don't know what we filled our brains with when this space, we had the space when you didn't have a phone to stare at. But if we'll be intentional and create that space and be a little brave and courageous of creating that space and just see what fills it. And I think you'll find dreams come in there of things that you want to go after. You'll find I'm busy, but I have time to do this. I'll see needs. You know, gratefulness is I say gratefulness is one of the biggest things that I think you can fill that time with. It's just creating space and say, what am I grateful for today? And then how am I going to reflect that? So it may be, you know, I don't know how long it takes to write a note to somebody to say thank you, but I'd say it probably takes 4 minutes. You know, if you're going to write a note, put a stamp on it and address it, probably takes another minute. So in 5 minutes, you could write a letter. If you did it 6 days a week, you'd have 300 people. You said, you mean something to me, or I'm just grateful for you. So, you know, there's ways we can do different things if we'll create this space. And I believe it shines. It takes the courage of a lion, though. It is not easy to do. You have to be intentional. And that's why I say you almost are mirroring it with what distractions can I remove so I can create that space.
Yeah, I love it. So, Kevin, I love to ask people on the Kindness Podcast for their favorite kindness story. It can be from any time in your life. It can be something you did and just how it made you feel, or something you received and, you know, kindness showed up at just the right moment. It doesn't have to be big. It can be little, but I'm just hoping you'd have something that you might share with us today.
I'll tell you one fun thing that I'm doing today. Okay. And it's a story of where, and I write about it in the book. It's called My Hero. My hero is Alex Gomez. He works for us. So he's a guy that came in, crossed. His father died when he was 4 years old and electrocuted in Mexico. And his mother comes over to the U.S. To make a better way, leaves him and all his siblings with their grandmother. And about 10 years later, he finally gets back over to the United States. He's to meet her. He's happy. He's living in his car, picking fruits and vegetables in the hot California sun, but he's happy to be with his mother. And here he is continuing to, learn very little English, but he came into my store one day in Canton, Georgia, and he had a ponytail down his back. But I saw something in him that I just loved. And it was really just a journey to see a guy and see a person where they're going versus where they are today is the fight that I'm in. Cause it's easy to see somebody and like, that person's wonky, but I wonder where they're headed. And sometimes we'll hang in there and give them a little space. They'll get to where we hope they go, certainly with some encouragement. But I've just got to enjoy my friendship with Alex over the past 20 something years. And so he eventually, the short story is, eventually went and got a 2-year degree, which was amazing. And then I challenged him a few years ago. I said, what if you beat your son? His son's at Georgia Tech, which is a very hard school. So here he is. His son's at Georgia Tech. He's just leads all our three stores, and he's graduating here. And tonight is his senior honors that we're going to be going to, where he's going to get recognized as one of the top students at the university. And so, you know, it's just walking alongside somebody, and he cares for me and I care for him. And I think it's just that journey of we get to experience. We call it Alex Gomez Day. The city of Canton gave him a key to the city and called it Alex Gomez Day. We make it the biggest deal. It's coming on May 17th. So a few days ago, we got him to do this video, and I got him to present about food that we were going to be rolling out at Chick-fil-A. Well, I stopped it in the middle and I said, hey, we just want to honor you for your graduation. So we named, we're going to give away 10, $2,500 scholarships, $25,000 annually, called the Alex Gomez Scholarship, in his name to our team. So we're going to give away additional 10 things, just 2 things. We're going to do a bench that's going to be a permanent fixture at the university. We're sending him and his family on a trip. It's just a way to recognize somebody that's persevered, and it's encouragement to me that anybody can do it. And anybody listening can get encouragement from Alex Gomez, because if you feel stuck, or you feel, you know, I don't have what it takes, or I have low confidence, or, you know, I don't have all the resources. You can learn from those around you and be that, find those little bright lights and keep just kind of walking along together and allow people to walk alongside you. And that's a kindness thing that I just love and continue to celebrate. It's not a one hit wonder. It's a journey of a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, isn't that beautiful? Well, I didn't even tell people yet that the sales from your book go to foster and adopted kids and families in crisis. So we didn't even hit on your heart for philanthropy and your generosity. We just talked about the book, but man, I thank you for the things that you do with that. Is there anything you want to add about that?
Absolutely. No, 100% of the proceeds go to foster adopt children. We have a journey of we have a space we call the farm, yeah. And it's 15 acres where we see where we could house and encourage parents of foster adopt children, foster adopt children to see a different path, to see maybe, hey, you don't have to go down this traditional path. A welding is a beautiful thing. Artistry is a beautiful job to create these different things, to let them see the beauty in wherever the path that they see, and to inspire them in a setting that really encourages them, encourages parents of those, because it's such an important part of our society to lift those up, mm-hmm. lift those families going through crisis up.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin, I could sit and talk to you all day, but I will let you go because I know that you have important work to do. So thank you, friends, for being here with us on the Kindness Podcast today. Kevin's book is called Irrational Kindness, and you have a website.
I do. You can go check it out. We did a little book tour all the way up to New York on deposited kindness on every state along the way. It was an adventure to do in the middle of COVID, but we pulled it off. Nicole, I just want to say thank you for you. You're steadfast. Your encouragement to each of us to live a life of purpose, but you know, just to be on the journey with us. Because like I said, it's renewing of the mind every day. And what you're doing is doing that. And I'm grateful for it. I'm glad to have you as a friend.
Thanks. Same here, Kevin. Thank you. That was a conversation with Chick-fil-A franchisee Kevin Williams. His new book is called Irrational Kindness, A Crazy Pursuit of an Extraordinary Life. Learn more at irrationalkindness.com. Thanks for listening to the Kindness Podcast. It's produced by WOUB Public Media and relies heavily on the kindness of engineer Adam Rich. I'm Nicole Phillips. We hope you'll subscribe to the Kindness Podcast wherever you listen and find us on social media at Kindness Podcast. If you like the show, please spread some kindness in the review section.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.